Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 10 psukim. In this Aliyah, Hashem tells Noach that he is establishing a covenant, a brit, to never again bring a flood to destroy the entire world. Hashem showed Noach the rainbow in the sky, in the clouds, as a sign, as a reminder of that brit. Now, in our Aliyah, when Hashem shows Noach the rainbow as a sign that Hashem will never again completely destroy the world, Hashem says the following. It's in Perek Tet, Psukim Yud Bet and Yud Gimel. Vayomer Elokim, Zot Ot Abrit Asher Ani Notain Beini Uveinechem Uvein Kol Nefesh Chaya Asher Itchem Ledorot Olam Et Kashti Natati Be'anan V'hayeta Le'ot Brit Beini Uvein Haaretz. Hashem said, this is the sign that I am providing for the brit, for the covenant between me and you and every living creature that is with you forever. And what's that sign, says Hashem? A rainbow. I have placed my rainbow, says Hashem, in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant of the brit between me and the earth. Many of the Mefarshim ask the following question. Of all the signs in the universe, why did Hashem choose the rainbow as the sign of the brit, of the contract between him and the world? Again, many Mefarshim ask this question and offer beautiful answers. For example, the Ramban, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, says that the rainbow is called a keshet, and it reminds us of another keshet. It looks like another keshet, a bow, as in bow and arrow. But the rainbow, says the Ramban, is an overturned bow, like when a soldier wants to show that he means no harm, he turns his bow upside down. And that is what the Ramban says. When we see a rainbow, that is what we think of. Hashem is turning his bow, so to speak, upside down. I mean you no harm. And other Mefarshim offer also beautiful, beautiful answers. I'd like to share another beautiful explanation from Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva University. He died in 1993. This idea is found on page 268 in the Sefer Mipnine Harav, written by his Talmud, Rav Herschel Schachter Shlita. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Noach was a tzaddik, absolutely, but Chazal understood that there were deficiencies in Noach also. He is called, for example, Miktanei Amana, by having to be forced into the Teva, as it were, because of the raging flood waters. We also hear Vayachel Noach. Chazal say that Noach made himself chulin, etc., etc. What's the reason for these deficiencies? What was missing in Noach? He was an amazing tzaddik who spent 120 years of his life building a teva, no questions asked. So what was the matter? Says Rav Soloveitchik that his flaw was that he did not see even the remotest possibility of good in the evil people of his generation. We know that Avraham struggled and argued with God, so to speak, to save Sodom, yet Noach didn't struggle for anyone. We didn't hear him daven for the people who would be killed in the Mabul. We don't hear him bargaining with God, so to speak, as Avraham did about the people in Sodom. And why? Why not? Again, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, because Noach didn't see the possibility of good in the people of his generation. He couldn't and he didn't see the possibility of good, and he couldn't see past the exterior of who they were. He couldn't fathom that there was goodness among people in the world. And that, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is the reason for the rainbow. In every cloud, in every dreary sky, you can see some light. You can see a rainbow if you only look hard enough. The sky is rainy, it's dark, it's cloudy, but there's always some light. You, Noach, didn't work hard enough to see the inner light of other people. And that is why I, says Hashem, am showing you the rainbow. Whenever things look bad, whenever people around you look as if they have no redeeming qualities, remember the sign that I am giving you, says Hashem. Et kashti natati be'anan. What a beautiful idea. Have an amazing day, everyone.